Hello again and welcome. I'm Jim Tedder in Washington. Today, we are watching for them. And they most certainly are coming. People sometimes call them monsters. But they are not from a horror movie or from outer space. They are huge storms that form over the Atlantic Ocean this time of year. We will have the latest information about the scientists who will be studying them. And then, I scream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream. We will visit some ice cream makers to hear how they do it and what unusual flavors they have discovered. It's time for more Learning English with As It Is on VOA. The height of the Atlantic Ocean hurricane season has arrived. More hurricanes are reported at this time of the year than during any other period. The American Space Agency, NASA, recently announced plans to investigate the storms that form over the Atlantic. Today, we take you to the agency's Goddard Space Flight Center near Washington and learn about a campaign called the Hurricane and Severe Storm Sentinel Mission, HS3 for short. Tropical storms and hurricanes can mean a mixture of high winds, huge waves, flooding, and destruction. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration says this Atlantic hurricane season probably will be more active than usual, and the memories of Hurricane Sandy are still strong. Last year, that storm killed many people in the United States, Canada, and the Caribbean Sea. NASA is studying storms by taking to the skies above the Atlantic Ocean. In fact, above the storms themselves. Two pilotless Global Hawk aircraft will collect measurements so scientists can learn how hurricanes come into existence. Scott Braun is a research scientist, a meteorologist at NASA. He describes the goals of HS3.
What we're really after scientifically is to better understand the relative roles of the environment and those intercore processes in the formation and intensification of hurricanes in the Atlantic.
Global Hawks can reach a height of almost 20 kilometers. That is about 2 times as high as a passenger airplane can fly. Special instruments let scientists gather details about storms from high above. The instruments include a device with a long name, the High Altitude Imaging Wind and Rain Profiler. The Global Hawks will study the environment near the storms to see how surrounding conditions affect intensity. The airplanes also will collect information about the storms themselves. One plane will deploy drop sounds. These instruments measure temperature, humidity, pressure, wind speed, and wind direction from above the storm down to the surface. NASA says the Global Hawks are loaded with state-of-the-art equipment. Scott Braun notes that there are good points about using aircraft without pilots.
With the Global Hawk, we can fly for up to about 28 hours. And because all the crew and the scientists are on the ground rather than in the plane, we can swap out shifts, and that just means that you can go much farther or stay out over a storm much longer than you can with a manned aircraft.
Researchers will study the information in depth after the project ends. But Mr. Braun says they also plan to do a quick examination and share that information. The HS3 mission also is investigating something else that researchers have yet to understand. Mr. Braun says, in addition to wind speed and wind direction, the researchers want to know more about temperature in the environment. He says that is especially true of something they call the Saharan air layer. It is a very hot, dry, dusty air mass that comes from Africa. Scientists are debating whether Saharan dust provides material for tropical storms, or even suppresses the development of storms. Ice cream is a frozen treat usually eaten after a meal. It can be found around the world. In Los Angeles, California, some business owners are preparing ice cream that is similar to the desserts of other countries. Anka Decker spoons out the sweet story for us.
At the ice cream lab in Beverly Hills, the frozen dessert is made to order. People watch as ice cream makers pour a liquid ice cream base into a bowl. Then, an odorless smoke appears from the mixture. Tommy Ingon and his business partner, Joseph Lifschutz, make ice cream with liquid nitrogen. Mr. Lifschutz explains.
And it's used as an instant freezer. It kind of touches everything in the bowl and evaporates, which is why you see the whole smoke show.
Mr. Ingon is from Hong Kong, where he learned this method of making the dessert. At Blockhead Shavery Company, people do not see smoke, but they do hear the sound of ice cream being made. A block of ice is placed on a machine and then shaved. Supervisor Brian Leong says there are different kinds or flavors that include green tea and black sesame.
We call it snow cream, cross between shaved ice, so it has a light, airy texture, and then like the creamy taste of ice cream. The dessert's actually pretty popular in Taiwan. Basically, the owners kind of grew up eating it.
People looking for ice cream flavors from the Middle East can find it at Mashti Malone's ice cream shop. Iranian-American Mashti Shirvani has been making Persian-style ice cream at his store for 34 years.
I do the old-fashioned way when I make the any food or anything. I don't measure, just my eyes and my hand.
His ice cream creations include ingredients such as ginger, saffron, lavender, orange blossom, and rose water. While many of the flavors are Persian, Mr. Shirvani says his ice cream is not Persian, that in Iran they make ice milk, but he uses cream, which is a higher level of fat. Even with the differences in what goes into making ice cream, Mr. Shirvani's brother, Mehdi, says ice cream appeals to everyone.
Ice cream is the most affordable antidepressant. I mean, come on. I mean, you're not happy, you eat ice cream, you become happy. You're happy, you want to be more happy, you eat ice cream.
No matter how many flavors of ice cream exist in the world, it seems that people will always create some new version of this popular dessert. I'm Anka Decker.
I'm your ice cream man, stop me when I'm passing by. Oh my, my, I'm your ice cream man, stop me when I'm passing by. See, now all my flavors are guaranteed to satisfy. Hold on a second, baby. I got put my banana Dixie cups, all flavors and push-ups too. I'm your ice cream man, baby, stop me when I'm passing by. See, now all my flavors are guaranteed to satisfy. Hold on one more. Well, I'm usually passing by just about 11 o'clock. I never stop, I'm usually passing by just around 11 o'clock. And if you let me cool you one time, you'll be my regular stop. All right, boys. Now put my banana Dixie cups, old flavors and push up to 100.
I'm Jim Tedder in Washington. There are more Learning English programs straight ahead and world news at the beginning of the hour on VOA.
This year, all my flavors are
satisfy. What time? Satisfied.